Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for wonderful miracles we have received. 24 hours turnaround blessings and breakthroughs. Oh my God, this is just awesome. Look at testimony that we've been receiving. And just within 24 hours, God has started it. I pray for somebody now. If you are there, you are going to have your own breakthrough before the end of this broadcast in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is Prophetic Decree Broadcast. It's a program that is coming up daily, and it comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. You get this broadcast, pray all the prayers aggressively, get a bottle of oil, I pray on it, and use it and share your testimony. In this broadcast, revelations are given to us. In this broadcast, we go into in the prophetic action. In this broadcast, God open our understanding and give us accurate prayers. And that is why we've been having all this testimony. You are welcome if you are joining us for the first time. You can also share this voice audio with your friends. Let them also benefit and be blessed. And God will lift you high in Jesus' name. I can see somebody now. Your own breakthrough is coming very close to you now. And it's going to get to your hand. And you are going to be celebrated very soon in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone that from today, that pain in your life has been removed. That bondage in your life has been broken. That sickness in your life has gone back to the sender. The arrow that was shot at you is going back to the sender. I prophesy into your life that from now, what the enemy said you cannot achieve, you will achieve it. Where they say you cannot reach, you will reach there. Yeah, now get me very, very, very clear. Now, God is going to do something unique in your life, and God is going to promote your destiny above your understanding. It's going to happen. It's a prophecy, and it's coming to your life in Jesus' name. The dry bone will leave, and there shall be resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I've been talking about anti-breakthrough powers, powers that obstruct breakthroughs, power that hinders breakthroughs, power that can confront the angels of breakthroughs, power that may sometimes make the angel of breakthrough not to be able to get across to us. And we've mentioned a lot of them. Today, I'll be talking about another anti-breakthrough power, and that is what we call demonic name. Yesterday, I spoke about demonic environment, and I told you what to do. But we have something we call demonic name. Names are very, very important. If you read the book of Luke chapter 1, chapter 2, you understand the mystery of names. When God sent angel Gabriel to visit Zechariah in the temple, and God told God through angel Gabriel told Zechariah that you are going to have a child, and he said, is that one possible? You see, even before the child was born, the Lord has spelled out the name of the child that is going to be John. Even when the child was born and the relatives were coming together, they were saying that his name shall be Zechariah. No, the mother said the name shall be John. They said you cannot give the name of a child. And they now see they asked for the name of the child from the father. They motioned to the father and he wrote down that his name shall be John. And immediately he wrote it down, he was able to speak. You know, that is important of names. You also see in the Bible that God has to change the name of, Abraham to Abraham. God has to change the name of Sarah to Sarah. So God has to change the name of Jacob to Israel. God, even Jacob has to change the name of Benoni to Benjamin. These are important. These are mysteries of names. Jesus Christ was given his name so that he can save the whole world. So you must understand this. Even the demonic king, King Nebuchadnezzar, understood the power of name, and he changed the name of the Hebrew boys. He changed it to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He changed it from their name they were bearing before, and brought it to the name that idol can have power over. So you must understand the mystery of name. Demonic names are very dangerous. Demonic name can hinder breakthrough. Demonic name can mean breakthrough. Demonic name can shield somebody's life against breakthrough. Demonic name can make somebody to labor and maybe not be able to experience breakthrough. Names are very, very important. You need to understand that. Names are for identifications. Names reveal something about you. Names can ascribe something to you, whether good or bad. You must understand that. And you must know something, that name personify people. You know, it brings something into manifestation. Names reveal your background. And name is a spiritual thing. Name is not just ordinary thing. It's a spiritual thing. You must understand that. So names are spiritual powers. And it influences the life of the person that carry the name, both positively or negatively. You know, names can be a curse upon a person. People bear curse names, demonic names, and it has hindered them. You know, many people have experienced negative things because of the name they bear. You see, listen to me very well. If the name you are bearing, you know, align with all negative experiences you are passing through, it shows that you are under captivity. It shows that your name has brought you under captivity. Rachel gave birth to a child, and gave that to that child in sorrow, you know, in Genesis chapter 35. He gave birth to that child in sorrow. As he was laboring with pain, you know, she died. So she gave birth to that child and called that child Benoni. You know, Benoni means son of my sorrow. And then, because of the experience of Jacob, he has to change it to Benjamin, which means the son of my right hand. So that is important of names. You must not allow your name to be hindrance to your breakthrough. You must not allow your name to stand against your breakthrough. Ask yourself now, what is your name? Have you pondered on the meaning of your name? What does your name mean? Is your name attached to a local idol? Does your name imply evil? Is your name dedicated to local African goddess? Does your name have anything to do with market days, trees, animals, or notable ancestors who fought intertribal war in the olden days? Does your name have anything to do with evil spirit, familiar spirit, or marine spirit? What is the meaning of your name in your local language? Do you understand your name? Is your name having anything to do with wickedness, vengeance, or redistribution of your names, or redistribution of justice? Is your name having anything doing about demonic things? Does your name glorify the devil? These are things you have to know. If you find out your names, they are after shrines, they are named after fetish priests, or your name is named after someone, or your name has something to do about the incarnation of your father or mother, what you need to do is to quickly begin to work upon that name. You will need to change that name. That's number one. And you will need to pray that God should give you a name that you are bearing, your original name from heaven. Number two, you have to go ahead to destroy the spiritual foundation and the principle behind that former name that you are bearing. Number three, you have to pray in faith and bring into manifestation the blessing upon the new name. You have to change the name. You have to break the curse over that name. The curses over that old name must be broken. The chain over that old name must be broken. Then you must be free. If you understand this mystery, it will help you. If you understand this mystery, it will make you to move forward, because names has power to move you forward or to bring you backward. Names has power to bring bondage upon your life. Names has power to put chain upon your destiny. Names has power to bring you back when you are moving forward. Names has power to reduce your destiny when you want your destiny to increase. Names has power to stand against your angel of blessing. Names will always bring you into a world that you don't want to go if the name is demonic. But if your name also typify good thing, it will bring good thing to you. So names can attract good thing to you or dispel good thing away from you. Therefore, you need to work upon your name. You need to pray that God should give you a good name, and so that you can be bearing the name and you can have experience of that breakthrough, because your name can stand as anti-breakthrough powers. I want you to consider that, and I pray God will help you in Jesus' name. Bow down your head and begin to talk to the Lord. Father, let every curse upon my name be broken. Every chain tying me down to my name be broken. Tell the Lord. You might need to confess your sin now so that the Lord can have mercy upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you right now that every curse on your name shall be broken. Embargo attached to your name shall be broken. That evil name shall lose its grip upon your destiny. And you shall be free now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now it is time for us to pray. But before we pray now, you are going to get a bottle of oil. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have been doing, using this broadcast to do in the life of thousands of people. I pray that this oil shall carry the anointing that break the yoke of darkness. I pray that the water or the oil they are holding shall be an instrument of power, instrument of healing and deliverance. When they apply this oil or this water on themselves, there shall be deliverance, healing, miracle. Yoke shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now you are going to anoint your head and you are going to pray three prayer points seriously. Get ready now. Say every curse working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say fire of deliverance. Separate my head from family curses in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Separate my head from family curses in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Separate my head from family curses in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Separate my head from family curses in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance. Separate my head. Separate my head from family curses in Jesus' name. Pray. Say every curse of thou shall not exert. Every curse of thou shall not exert. Working against my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of thou shall not exert. Working against my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Agenda of failure. Program against my head. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Agenda of failure. Program against my head. Cast fire. Cast fire. Cast fire. Agenda of failure. Program against my head. As fire in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Say, agenda of disappointment designed for my life be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Agenda of disappointment designed for my life be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Agenda of disappointment designed for my life be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Agenda of disappointment designed for my life be roasted by fire, be roasted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say every satanic